Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and today is Friday, March, what is it, the 18th, the day after many celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And today our topic is going to be in the second web of it. Hopefully some of you are intrigued enough to just wonder about what that means. And we'll go into that in just a little bit. But before I do, I want to go through a little of the, what they call the housekeeping issues, so that we are all on the same page and getting to know what you've got available to you. The first part is the song that you just heard is by True Trinity, that being the voice of Jillian Clark, and the song together written by Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. That's True Trinity. You can find that song as well as a couple others at truetrinity.com. TRUETRINITY.com. This show is, as I said, Purpose Talk Radio. And if you'd like, it is brought to you every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And on this show, we talk about living your purpose. And those guests that we do have live discuss how they came to know what their purpose is, how they came to achieve it, and what you might indeed be able to do to live and share your purpose with the world. And you can, if you'd like to be a part of this show as a guest, I'd love to have you. And you could be anything from a snow shoveler and grass cutter. You know, as a teenager, I've seen some lots of teenagers that know exactly what they want to do with their life and are living it. Up until, you know, a CEO of a multi-billion-dollar company. Does not matter. If you are living your purpose, we'd love to have you share it with the world. And you can reach me directly through our website, which is Purpose Talk Radio. And you can send a message to Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have products or services you'd like to share with people who are trying to live their purpose, you can reach me the same way. In the meantime, though, our show is brought to you by True Visions Travel. It is an all-purpose travel agency for domestic and United States, as well as international travel for groups and individuals, specializing in travel for those who need special accommodations. Now, having said all of that, let's get into the main part of the show, and there's three ways that you can participate if you're listening live. One, of course, is on the computer, and being through the Blog Talk Radio webpage. And if you scroll all the way down, you will discover that there is a chat room there available for you, and you can jump into that chat that is open now. The other is to call into our show at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And a third option for you, if you are listening to the archive or live, you are welcome to come over to the Facebook group, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and come join us over there. And, you know, we try to put in items that resonate with people as we go through the show, especially when we have guests. Other times, we put in the weekly affirmation. We do some things you might want to remember, all that stuff. And usually it's pinned to the top of the show, or top of the group each week. And in doing that, you can find it up until the next show or any time that, you know, I might find myself being a guest on a show. I also pin that typically to the top of that. Or I do that through the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page. The Purpose Talk Radio Conversations is exactly where we tend to have our discussions about the show. So I would love to have you be a part of that, whether you're listening live or archived to us. Now, having said all of that, you know, we have all been part of a conversation. If we've got a business, if we know anything about business, I am sure you have heard in the past, you need a website, you need a website, you need a website. It seems to be one of those words, one of those phrases that catches up people, though. And by that, I mean that you have to have a website, but not just have a website. You need a website because why? You just want to be out there? No, that's not a reason for a website. You want a website to promote yourself, to be able to have people have accessibility to you, for them to get to know who and what you are in the world if you have a business. I know many people who will look at someone's website before they go to the business. I have friends who are visually impaired who will go to the website to look at the menu online, have their computer read it, for example, before, so that in doing that, they know what the menu is. They don't have to take the time and the energy away from the server or other people that might get a little bent out of shape if they have to take the time to read the menu. Time is money to most of us. And, you know, if a server has to read the menu to someone, it does take away from them serving another table. So that's understandable why it would be good that they want to look at the menu ahead of time. So in doing that, for instance, if a restaurant does not have a website, you know, or if they only have a website that just has their name, address, and phone number and doesn't have pertinent information like their hours of service, the time, you know, the menu that's up to date with prices, with at least what they're serving, you know, people might be wanting to, ahead of time, you know, not want to go there. If they can't find what they want to look at before they go there, they're not going to be able to place their order in enough time. And, oh, thank you, Siren Speak, who says in the chat room, I just looked up the menu of the restaurant I'm going to tonight to get a feel for what I should order. There you go. Thank you very much. I knew Spirit was with me today on what I happened to pick for an example. Yeah, but those kinds of things are out there. You know, you might go to the grocery store and look an ad up online instead of, you know, going through the paper. Some of us like to still go through the paper and circle what we're going to purchase. But I know people that look at the ads online. And then a lot of the stores have a shopping list of sorts. And those things that are on sale, they'll put check boxes by them. So then you know what you're going to buy or not buy. And then you can add up your, you know, how much money you're going to need beforehand and how much you might be able to splurge on some of those things in the end cap that just might be calling you for a little extra treat. You know, it gives you the opportunity to know what you're doing beforehand, and hopefully you can get your prices, your things. A lot of people I know go through a, you know, through a website, and then, you know, check for the times of service or phone number. Or now a lot of places have directions. So, you know, what we are able to do is just have time for ourselves. And again, as Siren said, that way I could spend time with my friends gabbing instead of intending to look at the menu and never doing it. Yep, exactly, because we're talking too much. Or you're focusing on the menu so you can't focus on your friends, you know, as they come in, as they get there. You know, that time when you gather at an event is really very important. Sure, once you're sitting there and, you know, get into the conversation. But somehow those greetings, The greetings and the goodbyes are really pretty important when we hang out with our friends. It kind of sets the tone and the mood for the rest of the gathering. So, right, it would be a good thing to look at the menu. And, I look at a lot of them because of food allergies or things, and there's something that I want. Sometimes I can call ahead and say, can I have this? Does this have the ingredient? And again, instead of sending the server back into the kitchen to ask a couple times for something I might want, or can they make it this way? It saves a little bit of time. So the reason this is called the second, or in the second web of it, is a couple of reasons. One, because a lot of us do get buried in web. We might look for something, and then something else catches our attention, and this ad does that, and this picture, you want to go see where that came from or how that came into it, or on and on and on. So how do places and why do places do such a thing? What wraps us up? What attracts us to a website? Have you ever wondered about that? Have you ever thought about that? As you go to something, why do you drift off to something else? Well, those pretty little ads are there for a reason. They do serve a purpose. However, when you create your own site, you want to have other people be drawn off into yours or click into that button to find out what it does or where it sends you. Or big thing for a lot of them is, how do I contact someone? So last week we talked a little bit about what I was doing as I was creating my website. And I want to focus a little more today on the audience and those second thoughts and getting second opinions and getting those second clicks. And what do you do? Now, I'm not a professional in this. As I said last week, I would defer to some people that I know pretty well. I've mentioned Kat Sturtz and Stephen Henry as people who very much are into websites and do the analysis and know very well how to do the analytical stuff and trying to get the SEO, the search engine optimization things, so that you can get the most people to your site. Now, I'm not talking about all the technical stuff. I'm talking about having a nice, friendly, easy-to-maneuver website, because that's how I focus on things a lot. If something's pretty and impressive, I will tend to want to come back to it. I will tend to bookmark it. I will tend to use it as a resource. Those are the kinds of things I think we want to have on our website to attract people. I personally don't like the things that flash and bump and pop out at me, because for me, with the eyesight issues, they're more of a distraction. For many of my friends, they're more of a distraction than something I might want to look at. So I'm not likely to want to come back to those sites. I'm likely to try to find an alternative. Especially if I'm in a search engine and looking for something in particular, and I will click on a site, and if it is not clean and easy to read, I'm bound to click back out to the search engine and go find something else. Because there's always another option. There's always another option. And again, what we want as business owners, as personal people, is to have our site or a portion of our site be that second option even. It might be another page that they come back to so that it's informational. So for me, here's the thing that I think when I look at a website, the most important things. Some kind of homepage, some greeting, some wonderful, hey, here's who we are and this is why we exist. Steve tends to say there are three questions, and I'm sorry, I wiped out on who he normally quotes. There's three questions. Who are you? What do? What do you have to offer? What are you going to give me? In most cases, what are you going to give me these days? So that's why a lot of these have opt-in. And the opt-ins are for two purposes. One is to build a mailing list, of course, and get a clientele, and get reasons for people to come back. But the other is to be able to give you something and know that the hackers and the spammers and all the creepy little people out there are not just wanting to get your information and resell and redo or reuse what you already have to offer and put their name on it. That's why we want people to sign in and opt into things. Now, the other one is to have a contact page, some way to send messages, and be able to have people communicate with you. Those who know me know that the biggest thing that I am into, part of why I've created True Visions Media along the way, Positive News Media, even True Visions Travel, is all about communication. And it's about ease, effectively, and efficiently being able to communicate on all platforms, whether it's a personal, a journalistic, or a professional platform. And the web can cover all of those. For some, the format, it is a very personal and chatty kind of website. For some, it's more of a media or a journalistic type format. And for some, it is very professional, very straightforward business. But whatever kind of site you use, it kind of needs to fit your personality, too. I am, for lack of a better word, pretty casual in what I do. I can be very professional. I can do very professional writing, have done it, have done dissertations, have edited them, have resumes, biographies, all this kind of stuff. I've done someone's poetry. That's kind of hard, but I've done it. You know, the chat books. I've done just conversations. I've seen comic books. There's a whole lot of things that over the years I've done and seen and looked at the various websites for people. On Facebook, if someone invites me to like their page, I'll look for the website before I like their page, too. And I may bookmark the website. I may link it together. I may bookmark both their social media and their website. But I often will check out the website to say, do I really want to be connected to this company? Because if all they do is social media, it's pretty social. It's not necessarily, in my opinion, a professional piece of information that they're trying to get out. Again, it is personal opinion. Take it or leave it. I've heard it a lot out in the world as well, though, you know. But you want to go beyond that social piece and have something permanent and static, such as the website. So for the general sites, your personality may show through so that what actually happens is that the personality you are and the personality of the audience you want match. Now, would I love to have a billion-dollar company come to me and say, I want you to edit my piece, or I want you to build me a website? Sure. You want to pay me wonderful money to be able to do that. I want everybody to pay me wonderful money. And most people out there, when they have their website, want to be paid wonderful money. But do I want to have deal with, someone that may not be able to communicate effectively because they have, it's just not their forte? No, I don't. I want someone who can laugh a little, that can look at things, that wants it professional and done correctly, but also can look at the fun part of things. So that's why as I'm redesigning my website, I'm looking at that, looking at the persona that I'm trying to attract. And as I say that, over the next month or so, I will have my friends and my family and people that I know and people that I don't know take a look at my site and let me know what type of image they get of me and my business. Now, sure, friends, family know me. some of them don't even know that I'm in business, which is kind of hard to believe, but those are the ones, too, that I'm going to want to go to and say, look at this website. What do you think about it? They give me some reaction, something to dwell on, and, you know, a way that maybe I want to change my site after they give me the feedback. So that what will happen then is that simply I get, again, the type of person or personality of the people that I want to deal with over time. So, now, that's where the seconds come in, a second set of eyes. And I'll tell you what, here's the other part of that. Hopefully, that second set of eyes will catch any typos that I have. I've been known to send messages to people who have a website, especially if I know them, and let them know if there is an error, a typing error, a grammatical error. And they know I do this for a living on the side, as a secondary job. And so they should expect it. On the other hand, I tell them, you know what, if you ever see this on my site, please make sure you let me know so that I can fix it. And that's another one of the seconds of the web of it, is get a second set of eyes to proofread the things that you do and what you put out there. Because, as they say, you can never redo a first impression. You won't get a second chance to make that first impression. That is one place where the seconds don't exist. And as part of that, you only have, depending on who you talk to, 8 seconds to make that first impression. And depending on what you do with that, will determine whether it's a second look at your site and at who you are and what you have to offer. So it really depends. So now you're getting all of the reasons for this title of the second of the web of it. Seconds to look at the site, second set of eyes to proof and edit and help you get through your site. Seconds of proofreading, seconds of the first impression. That's how it all goes on. That's what you need to do and determine. And it's up to you what you do from that. So, you know what? I would love to have you all check out my still-in-development redesigned website. There's a couple of them that I have out there. The Purpose Talk Radio one is a little behind, I recently discovered, because I haven't been going to it as often as I'd like to. So, again, that would be PurposeTalkRadio.com. The other now would be TrueVisionsMedia.org, TrueVisionsMedia.org. We have the Positive News Magazine that's very much associated with Positive News Day, which is in July, and it's just about time for that to come up again. We're going to be asking media outlets to participate in focusing on positive news. And that is positivenewsmedia.org, positivenewsmedia.org as well. And, of course, I have a travel site, and that was alluded to earlier. It's truevisionstravel.com. So please, feel free to stop in on any of those. I would love to have suggestions, feedback, comments. I believe all of them have a contact section. You can tell me that you caught me on Purpose Talk Radio. I'd love to have it. And have that second set of eyes to look through any of it. If you'd like me to look at your site, I'd love to. But you know what? The other part of that is Steve and Kat, that I had mentioned earlier, have a blab, and they are going to be looking at websites and reviewing them and having comments also. So you can find them, and I can put a link to that in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations chat if you'd like to have feedback from them, because that's what they do for a living. You know, and sometimes I had them give feedback to sites that I'm doing, or again, have other people give feedback. It's kind of fun. You know, we never quite say what we think we want to say, because we know what we want to say, so we can put the words out there and then have someone else get on us. So let's see. I do see there's someone here on the line. If you'd like to speak to us, please do press the 1. I forgot to tell you that at the beginning, if you want to come into the conversation. Again, that phone number is 347-205-9074, and 347-205-9074. And I will gladly have you come in if you'd like to speak on the air. Just to let you know, we have 4 minutes left to the live broadcast, and then we have another 15 minutes where it still will be recorded and still going. If you'd like to catch that part of the show, you do have to call in or Skype into the show, and otherwise come back and catch the archive. Now, let's see, what else do I want to tell you about in a second? You know, we talk about this song, I Am Who I Am, that we have by True Trinity. And again, I think that's where the personality on the website come in. And we want to be a part of, you know, a community. And so as part of that, too, a lot of times I will make sure I'm on social media to be able to link with other people who are similar. And I will often bookmark sites that are doing similar things to what I am, so that I can see what are the trends. What's out there that attracts people? And I'll look at who's supporting that site, who's doing it, who's, you know, there is a thing called whois.com. And it will tell you who owns some of these sites if it doesn't say already. You know, and whether it's individuals, it's businesses, it's whatever. And it's something like follow that. Just see how companies are even registering their sites. You know, last week we talked a little bit about domains and making sure that those are registered to you, that you have appropriate security on your sites. You know, there's plugins if you are doing WordPress. There is added security through some of these hosting places that you can purchase the security. And here's another second on that. And that's also a second person doesn't get into your site that you don't want there. I received a message from someone earlier today about one of my sites. And, of course, I'm not going to identify that simply because I don't want that known exactly what happened. But that they got the co-admin of one of my sites, and it appears that someone may have gotten in there and sent a message through the site to the site. So you want to make sure security is up to date at all times. And so we are going to come off the air live. Please do listen to us or come back to PurposeTalkRadio.com. We air every Friday, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. We'd love to have you as a guest, and we are brought to you today by True Visions Travel and All Purpose, domestic and international travel agency that helps, that caters especially to people who need special accommodations. And we will see you next week. Our affirmation is, I am always as visible as I need to be. We'll make that very simple this week, and it'll be in the chat room on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Please come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. Well, you can continue this conversation if you'd like. Okay. Now we are off the live show. And for the additional part of this. So last week what we talked about a little bit with the domains, and this is where I was talking, is maybe before you buy the domain too, there's a couple of things. One, again, check out with your family, your friends. Does this make sense? Would you be willing to type in something this long? You want to pay attention to if you've got a .com, .org, .net, .da-da-da-da, biz, movie. There are so many extensions now out there. .com is still the most common, especially with businesses. But now a lot of businesses are able to identify exactly what they are with their extension. Like I could do truevisions.media if I wanted to be able to have everything together. But it's more than just newspaper, TV, radio. It is the travel. It is the writing and the graphics and everything involved in it. All kinds of media, not just the typical ones that you think of. So when you look at your domain, the other thing is you don't want to have your main domain name be associated with a company that you might have as a questionable connection to you. In other words, let's just do something. I know it's not going to be a name. Blueprints and templates or something. Let's just put that out there. I have no idea if there's a website with that name. Probably is. But, if it's blueprints and templates and there's a .com and a .org out there, you know what most people think of when they think of blueprints would be building. Templates would be for some kind of web design or newsletters or something, typically. But maybe blueprints and templates is for, I don't even come with a good suggestion here. But maybe they are with something that totally unrelated or that's X-rated or whatever. You don't want to be associated with that. So if there's a .org and a .com already purchased, you don't want to buy the .net if it's something that's not going to work for you. The other thing is you don't want someone to miss you don't want to have the same name and exactly doing the exact same thing as someone else with the same name. You want to be able to, because once they find, for instance, if your company is exactly the same, you got a .net and they're a .org or they're a .com and you're doing exactly the same thing, typically, if people type in one and get what they want, they're not going to go, oh, I put the wrong extension, the wrong piece on there and try something else. I don't. Do you? So think about the things that you do with websites. Are you willing to click on more than one thing? Are you willing to go to a different site if you don't find what you need? When you look at a site, what do you look for? Those are the things we need to focus on as we're building our own site. So I touched on the two tabs that I thought were most important. Now, that being the homepage and the contact. Now, for many people, another one is a blog where they do, regular posts to update their sites. And it's a good way to get search engine optimization in there, because as the site changes, it causes the little spidey guys out there to look at the site again and move it back into the rotation when someone looks for you. If it's stagnant too long, like I admit some of my sites were, it doesn't go into the searches real well, into your Googles, your Bings, your Yahoos, all that. And it floats to the bottom because the little search guys say, oh, they're not doing anything. Maybe they're not in business anymore. Maybe that's an old site. Maybe they can't get to it. It sits in the cache of your stuff. It just doesn't go anywhere. So you want to update your sites with something. put a calendar on, put a blog in, put something that will cause you to go back regularly, date your sites. And again, sometimes it's not a do as I say. Sometimes it's more of the, you know, it's out there, it's funny because I create it for other people. And then, you know, the next part is the, yeah, and this is, again, came from Joy, is the about us. That's more than the welcome and the, you know, what do we do kind of summary thing on the front page. A lot of times it gets more in depth. Because a lot of times it'll give the history of the company or the person. It might, if it's a personal site, it might have a resume on there. It might have more details on it than just that front, up front, quick, 8 second, this is what you got to tell the world. Glance from that front page. The About Us gives you a lot more opportunity to expand on that front page. It gives you an opportunity to do the history and get the personality out there even more than the front page does. Some people include more photos there, more of a description. If it's a family page, you know, that's where you'll see the family type pictures, the history, whatever on that. Those are pretty much the four that I think every site has to have. There are many others out there. Like I said, a calendar or a blog, about us, contact me or contact us, and a homepage of some kind, that 8 second, get at it. There's other things. There are photo pages. There are collages. There are, some people have calendars and blogs, which end up changing fairly often. Some have, like my church site, we have an events page, which puts more of a description and a text format on it so that, again, anyone with screen readers or specialty services has the opportunity to be able to get to those events and get a description of them. And then we have a calendar. Screen readers don't do well on calendars. You know, once they have the little boxes that you have to click on the event to expand it and pop up and everything else. Pop-ups are really kind of a pain for screen readers. They work. They're much better than they were years ago. And for most of you who have been listening to this show for a while, I am all about making it accessible to everyone. So if you do it one way, make sure you do it another way so that it is accessible. Frames are still not really nice and do not play well with screen readers. They used to be really worse, but now they're starting to get there. But they don't play well. And that's an old form of HTML creating on a website. So we don't want to have that going on. We don't want to have that kind of stuff going on our pages. That everybody doesn't have access to it. Unless, of course, again, and some people have a subscribe page where they allow certain information to be accessible only by those who sign in, opt in, as we were talking about earlier. And, you know, it might have a class or a workshop or a webinar or a podcast or whatever that only is accessible to people who sign in and who let you know they've been there. What other kind of pages are there? Let me think here. They might have a directions page. They might, like you said, the restaurants have their menu page. You know, a lot of hotels have the different types of rooms, have pictures of their rooms. As I'm sitting here doing this from a hotel today, as I'm doing a convention for my 12-step program. You know, there's a lot of different ways and different things that are out there for pages and options. And some might just be wonderful graphics that get people involved. Past events. Some people have archive pages that you can see past events, that you can try something a little different. I'm thinking of, you know, folks. IBM has, of course, a huge page. They've got tabs on tabs on tabs and sub-tabs. And I had like 8 tabs on my page before that I was looking at. You know, the problem with that is it ends up being an extra row on some formats. And then when you try to click on one of those, it gets all garbled and jumbled with other things. So you don't want to be able to go across, read across one line. Instead, do sub-tabs, nest things in each other. So that when you click on something, there's a drop-down. But it's a clean drop-down and not go into the text of something else. And I've seen some of those where they've got real fancy graphics that have a whole lot of text in them on the top of the page. And then you click on the menu, and guess what? It opens right into that so you can't read the text. You need to make sure, too, that the backgrounds of your tabs are clean, typically a white or a solid color black background, so that when it drops down, it covers anything behind it and makes it easy to read. Some people nest their tabs down at the bottom. You know, there's main tabs up on top, and then there's more of a detailed thing on it. Of course, most websites now have search boxes within the site. So if somebody's looking for something specific, again, we'll go back to the restaurant. You want the chicken. You want to know what chicken is on the menu. You can search chicken and get rid of all the other stuff that you don't want to see. Some have the actual products and services that they offer. Some have case studies. Another good one is a testimonial. Testimonials are very good pages as well that you might want to have on your site. And in doing that, then, other people can see what's been said. Now, in saying that, you want to have testimonials that mean something. If you're an author, you want to have a book review of people that say things about your book, but not flowery and, oh, it was wonderful. Have something that has some niche to it, that has specific examples of why it is wonderful for them. So, having said all of that, pretty much we are coming to a close for the show. We are, again, on the air every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. I just realized I have to change that. It is 9 p.m. in the UK. For a little bit, because the United States went and had its daylight savings time. Next week I'll have to be more careful about that so that they get everything there. One more page, yes, which Joy just reminded me, links page. Links to a resource. Sometimes you do want to list your competitors. Sometimes you want to list people that you work with. The links pages are very good and very helpful, especially when there's resources going on there. So, let's see. Yeah, those are pretty much the awesome pages that you want to have. Again, we may continue this next week. We may not. We might be done with it. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please do email me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. Come to truetrinity.com. If you want to hear the song again, I Am Who I Am, which we are about to close with. They're written by Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. TRUETRINITY.com. And folks, until next week, I wish you all. Oh, and come over to, please, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook and chat with us during the week. And until then, I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening. And if my song wants to go on, we will play it.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I am.